We're going to listen in now on a chat with Lily Tomlin. The actress and comedian is performing in Seattle. She gave us a call from her car.
I'm in Beverly Hills and I have to find a parking place.
Tomlin is always on the go. Now 74 years old, the comedian is still touring, and she'll appear with Jane Fonda in a new series on Netflix. KPLU's Ed Ronco has more.
Here's some quick background as Lily Tomlin looks for a place to park.
Yeah, okay.
In her nearly 50-year career, Tomlin has won a truckload of awards and found success in stand-up, film, and television. But what she's most known for, and what she'll perform for audiences in Seattle, is her array of characters. Ernestine the Operator, Trudy the Bag Lady, Edith Ann, a precocious little 5-year-old sitting in an oversized rocking chair.
Okay, here I am.
And she's ready. Okay. Tomlin has been coming up with characters since she was a child in Detroit, not much older than Edith Ann.
Yeah, I put on shows always on my back porch. I lived in an apartment house, and I just took to it. I was forever like imitating the neighbors or relatives or my mother and father and making up little skits and things to do. And I would also do magic tricks, and I would tap dance and do ballet because I learned that at the Department of Parks and Recreation, and make costumes out of crepe paper, or I'd wear my mother's slip like an evening dress. I was just influenced by everybody I saw. I'd go to every apartment in the building or try to get in. You know, some people didn't let you in so easily, especially older people, you know, but I was fascinated by everybody.
Your characters are so well known and have been around so long, but I'm wondering if you've had to adapt the characters or change the characters through the years?
Well, certain characters call for that, you know, someone like Ernestine, especially because she's dealing with something social or political. Now she works for a big healthcare insurance corp, denying healthcare to everyone. So, I mean, Ernestine sort of moves from job to job now that she's not at the phone company anymore.
I was watching some interviews and some scenes Ernestine did, and there's one where she appeared with Joan Rivers in character, and
yeah.
she said, "I like power, but I don't like the bomb." And then you went on this riff about Reagan.
And I'm sorry, it makes me laugh. It's so long ago. I love that bit so much. I mean, I just went on an improv with Joan, you know, because she was a friend.
Is the phone company going to miss you? Are you going to miss the phone company?
I'm not going to miss the phone company as much as I might have in the past, Joan. You know, since the divestiture. I mean, they have no power anymore, and I love power. I mean, I'm like a moth to flame when it comes to power. But I am against the bomb, and I'm against the nuclear arms race, because I am against anything that endangers my career.
Ernestine, for example, she's a very pointed, very sharp character who says a lot of things. And the message I get from that is that commentary is essential to comedy, that you need to be saying something, not just being funny.
It's not always true, but it's the comedy I prefer. Even if it's saying something that just unites us, it's like saying, look, this is what we're all sharing. You know, it's not really us against them or me against you or her against him or anything like that. It's this is a common human experience, and and the familiarity of it is funny, and the understanding of it maybe, or the compassion of it is funny.
What do you feel you've learned about yourself by doing comedy?
Oh, probably just, you know, more compassion for myself and for everybody else. But I kind of had that instinct from the time I was a child. And I think it's because of growing up in Detroit, inner city, in a neighborhood with a predominantly black, heavy Jewish population, the schisms between people, like there were rich people and really poor people, and the rich people were constantly moving to get away from the poor people. And I knew all that in some way. I sensed it.
And so looking back then, would the Lily Tomlin from back then believe that you are who you are and that you've done what you've done today?
I'd be very surprised, but sort of down to earth about it, too. I don't know. I don't have a big... I didn't have any great expectation. I found out that I loved it, that I loved doing it and thinking about it and trying to come up with stuff. And that was all it took. I mean, how fortunate is that?
And as we get ready to wrap up, Lily Tomlin notices someone approaching her car. She's parked illegally, and a Beverly Hills cop tells her to move along. She does, but he doesn't like that parking place either.
I know, hold on, I have to move again. The guy chased me down.
After she stops a second time, We say our goodbyes, and down-to-earth Lily Tomlin puts her car in gear and heads back out on the road. Ed Ronco, KPLU News.